Thanks for downloading this TV Live podcast. For more information, visit tv-live.co.uk.
Hello, welcome to Round the Regions, a podcast celebrating 65 years of ITV. My name's Rob Francis, and I'll be your host over the coming weeks and months as I take an in-depth look at the history of every ITV company since 1955, as well as looking at news and breakfast programming. In this first episode, I'm taking a brief look at ITV's history. We won't be covering every event, but we will do as the series progresses. If you'd like to be involved in a future edition of the podcast, then please email me. My email address is hello@tv-live.co.uk. Let's get started. So let's begin our look at the history of ITV by going back to the Television Act of 1954. It was designed to break the monopoly on television that was held by the BBC. Now, this act saw the creation of the Independent Television Authority, or ITA. It was there to heavily regulate the industry and to award franchises for the new ITV network. The first six franchises were awarded in 1954 for London, the Midlands, and the North of England. Each region would have separate franchises for weekends and weekdays. The first ITV contractor to begin broadcasting was the London weekday service Associated Rediffusion. It launched on the 22nd of September 1955 at 7:15 p.m. However, the BBC tried to spoil ITV's party by airing a dramatic episode of their popular radio soap The Archers on the very same night. In that episode, a key character was fatally injured in a fire. It was seen by some as a ploy to keep loyal viewers and listeners away from the new station. The London weekend contractor ATV launched 2 days later. The other franchises launched within a year of the launch of the London service, and other contracts were awarded by the ITA between 1956 and 1961. In order of their launch, they were ABC, Granada, Scottish, Television Wales and the West, or TWW, Southern Television, Tynecastle Television, Anglia, Ulster Television, Westwood, Border, Grampian Television, Channel Television, and Wales Western North Television, or WWN. In 1964, the first franchise review was ordered by the ITA chairman, Lord Hill. It followed the release of the Pilkington Report, which would pave the way for the launch of BBC Two. This review would look at a company's performance and either grant them an extension to their service licence or replace the company with another in that region. Now, despite this review, no company lost its position as an ITV contractor, and all the licences were extended for another 3 years, although several of the major companies were instructed to strengthen their regional identities. The only change to the network was the formation of a single Wales and West franchise, which would be operated by TWW following the collapse of WWN. Another franchise review was called on 12th of June 1967 for the contracts running from the end of July 1968. This would drastically change the structure of ITV. As a result, TWW controversially lost their franchise to a new company, Harlech Television. TWW were very unhappy with this decision, so they ceased broadcasting 5 months before its contract was due to expire. The ITA had to provide an interim service until Harlech Television took over. ATV lost the London Weekend franchise to a consortium led by David Frost. It was called the London Television Consortium. They would soon rename themselves as London Weekend Television. But it wasn't all bad news for ATV. They were awarded the 7-day contract for the Midlands region, replacing ABC Midlands at the weekend. Granada was awarded the new 7-day contract for the Northwest region, again replacing ABC North at the weekends. Two consortia applied for the new Yorkshire region, Telefusion Yorkshire and Yorkshire Independent Television. The region was awarded to Telefusion on the basis that it merged with Yorkshire Independent. The new merged company took the name Yorkshire Television. Rediffusion and ABC were asked to form a joint company for the London weekday franchise in an attempt by the ITA to keep ABC in the network somehow. This new company would be known as Thames Television. It was controlled by ABC, who owned 51%, while Rediffusion owned 49%. And Roy Thomson, later Baron Thomson, was required to divest himself of most of his holding in Scottish Television. In 1972, the ITA was reconstituted as the Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, who took on the same role as the ITA, but were also given responsibility of the then new independent local radio stations. The next franchise round in 1974 produced no changes in contractors, as the huge cost in switching to colour television would have made the companies unable to compete against rivals in a franchise battle. Some slight changes were made, though, to transmission areas. In Yorkshire, for example, the Belmont transmitter switched from Anglia to Yorkshire, boosting its broadcast area. The Bilsdale transmitter, based on the border between Yorkshire and Tyne Tees Television, was assigned to Tyne Tees. The IBA during this period allowed Yorkshire Television and Tyne Tees to consolidate into a new venture, Trident Television. Trident originally managed advertising sales for Tyne Tees in Yorkshire, but then was allowed a reverse takeover of both companies. Tyne Tees and Yorkshire did, however, retain their own studio bases, management, boards and on-screen identity. In 1978, the Oracle Teletext service was officially launched, a few years after the launch of the BBC's CFAX service. ITV suffered an 11-week industrial dispute in 1979, which led to the subsequent shutdown of almost all ITV broadcasts and productions. The only company that was unaffected was Channel Television. The unions realised that action there could force the station out of business. The strike ended with victory for the unions in a dispute estimated to have cost the companies £100 million in lost revenue. Programming resumed on Wednesday, the 24th of October 1979. In December 1980, the IBA announced that it had reviewed the ITV broadcasting licences again, for contracts beginning on January 1, 1982. There were a few changes made to the ITV structure, with the creation of dual regions for the South and South East, and the East and West Midlands. These regions were created following the push for more regional news. The company operating these regions would have to provide a regional news service for both regions, and provide studio facilities in both areas. So the changes were as follows. ATV was re-awarded its contract for the Midlands region, but it was considered by the IBA to have not focused on the region enough. As a result, changes were ordered, including the diluting of existing shareholdings, greater production facilities in the contract area, and the sale of Elstree Studios. To emphasise these actions, the company was also told to rename itself. It settled on the name Central Independent Television. Southern Television lost its licence for the South and South East England in favour of South and South East Communications, which would be later renamed Television South, or TVS. Westward Television also lost its licence for South West England, being replaced by Television South West. Now, TSW ended up taking over Westward Television on the 11th of August 1981, but it continued to use the Westward name until New Year's Day 1982. And the new Breakfast Television service was awarded to TVAM, but they didn't go on air until February 1983. Trident Television was ordered to sell the majority of its holdings in Yorkshire Television and Tyne Tees Television, and the two companies became independent of each other again. And the Bluebell Hill transmitter in Kent was transferred from Thames and LWT to TVS. This was to increase the size of TVS's southeast subregion. In 1987, ITV Schools programming was transferred over to Channel 4 and S4C, freeing up a large section of the daytime schedule for new shows. 1987 also saw the ITV companies begin to move into nighttime broadcasting. In the 1980s, Margaret Thatcher's government spent much of it privatising and deregulating British industry, and commercial broadcasting was no exception. The 1990 Broadcasting Act paved the way for the deregulation of the British commercial broadcasting system, which would have many consequences for ITV. As a result of the Act, the Independent Broadcasting Authority was abolished and replaced by a new light-touch regulator, the Independent Television Commission. The Act also changed the system of licence allocation for the franchises. The previous system, where applicants needed to show good programming ideas and find good financial controls, was replaced by highest bidder auctions to determine the winner of each franchise. This element of the process was very controversial. The press and the existing ITV companies lobbied to have it changed, and the ITC agreed to introduce a quality threshold to prevent high bidders with poor programme plans from joining the system. In total, there were 40 applicants for the 15 regional franchises, plus the breakfast service operated by TVAM. As a result of the franchise bid, Thames Television controversially lost their licence to Carlton Television. However, Thames continued to produce programmes for ITV and other channels, for example, The Bill, This Is Your Life and Minder. TVAM lost the national breakfast television franchise to Sunrise Television, which had to change its name to Good Morning Television, or GMTV, before its launch, because of a dispute with Sky Television over the use of the name Sunrise. Television South lost the South and Southeast franchise to Meridian Broadcasting, and Television Southwest lost the Southwest England franchise to West Country Television. And the Oracle Text Service lost the franchise to Teletext Limited. The relaxation in the franchise ownership rules as a result of the 1990 Act meant that mergers between ITV companies were now possible. This was further enhanced by the passing of the Broadcasting Act in 1996, which relaxed the rules even further. As a result, companies began to take each other over to increase efficiencies and to expand. In 1992, Yorkshire and Tyne Tees Television merged again to create Yorkshire Tyne Tees Television PLC. The two companies were permitted to merge before their existing arrangements expired in June 1992. Takeovers began in earnest, though, in 1994, as Carlton Television took over Central, having held a stake in the company since 1987. Granada Television bought LWT in a hostile bid, and MAI, the owners of Meridian, took over Anglia Television. In 1996, Carlton bought West Country and increased its stake in Central. Then, in 1997, Granada acquired Yorkshire Tyne Tees Television, while Scottish Media Group, which owned Scottish Television, acquired Grampian Television and began to consolidate staff at its studio base in Glasgow. Also in 1997, United News and Media, the evolution of MAI, the owners of Meridian and Anglia, purchased HTV. So by 1999, four groups owned the majority of the ITV franchises: Granada, Carlton, United News and Media, and the Scottish Media Group. At this time, Ulster Television, Channel and Border were independent. On the 8th of November 1999, a new Hearts-based on-air look was introduced and adopted by the Granada Television and UNM regions, along with Border and Channel. This look reduced regional identity to a design at the conclusion of the ident. The majority of the ident was generic to all stations. 2 months before, on September the 5th, 1999, Carlton Television dropped the Central and West Country Television names from their on-air presentation, instead rebranding these regions as Carlton Television and using the same presentation for all regions. In the summer of 2000, following an unsuccessful attempt to merge with Carlton Television, United News and Media sold its three stations, Meridian, Anglia and HTV, to Granada. However, Granada had to sell the broadcasting arm of HTV to Carlton to comply with the regulatory requirements. In July 2001, Granada Television acquired Border from Capital Radio Group and moved its presentation and playout facilities to Leeds. From 2002, the ITV network began to consolidate again. In October, the Carlton Television and Granada Television regions adopted a new presentation package featuring the network's celebrities, which resulted in the regions becoming known as ITV1 at all times, the region names only appearing prior to regional programmes. This look also marked the centralisation of continuity in the Carlton and Granada regions to London, with the exception of Wales. The pinnacle of ITV's consolidation, though, was the merger of Carlton Television and Granada Television in 2004. The two companies had previously tried to merge twice before in the 1990s. However, the government and competition laws prevented this from happening. But in October 2003, the government announced that it would no longer prevent a merger from taking place, subject to safeguards being set in place to ensure the continued independence of the Scottish Media Group, Ulster and Channel. Carlton and Granada finally merged at the end of January 2004, with Granada shareholders owning 68% of the new company, which was to be known as ITV PLC, and Carlton shareholders owning the remaining 32%. In March 2006, Scottish Media Group announced that Scottish and Grampian were to be rebranded as STV, making Grampian the latest ITV region to lose its regional identity. In November 2009, ITV PLC gained full control of the breakfast broadcaster GMTV when it bought the 25% stake of the Walt Disney Company. ITV then subsequently announced that GMTV would be closed and replaced with two new programmes in 2010. Daybreak, a news and features programme, and Lorraine, named after presenter Lorraine Kelly, and providing a platform for female debate. Daybreak would later be axed in 2014 and replaced by Good Morning Britain, which is still on air today. In 2011, another step was taken towards the full unification of the ITV network when ITV PLC purchased Channel Television. Then in 2015, ITV announced that it would purchase UTV's TV interests for £100 million. However, unlike other franchises owned by ITV, UTV retained its on-air name. The sale was finalised with ITV taking control of UTV on February 29th, 2016. So that's a brief history of ITV. I know that there's a lot of things that I've missed out, but I'm sure I'll cover them as the series goes on. The next episode will focus on the very first ITV company to go on air, Associated Rediffusion, and I'm hoping to have some special guests join me to discuss the early days of ITV, so stay tuned to social media for more details. This podcast is on Twitter, at Round the Regions. For more information about the podcast, visit tv-live.co.uk and click on podcasts. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll be back soon as I continue my look round the regions. Goodbye. The Round the Regions podcast is hosted by Rob Francis, copyright 2020.
Thanks for downloading this TV Live podcast. For more information, visit tv-live.co.uk.